Well, all right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my update for Sunday, January 10th. Happy Sunday, everybody. I want to take a break from Trump and the impeachment and all that today, though I do want to say that yesterday on Fox News, Republican Senator Pat Toomey did say the president committed impeachable offenses, so there's another Republican turning on Trump. But in this brief Sunday morning video, I just want to talk about some things I think Biden could push for in the next stimulus package, things he will push for or he could push for. We know that Biden has said he wants the next package to be in the trillions of dollars. He said the price tag will be high and that he wants to lay out his proposals this coming Thursday, which will be 6 days before his inauguration. Whether Biden actually gets trillions of dollars in more stimulus is an entirely different question. Even with control of the Senate, you still need at least 10 Republicans on board, even assuming all Democrats and independents get on board. And as we said last week, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is a wild card. Last week, he said absolutely not to more stimulus checks. And then he kind of backpedaled and said, well, okay, you know, if they're targeted to the people who need them the most, he might be open to it, blah, blah, blah. So my thinking here is that Joe Biden and the Democrats here will ask for a lot and see what they can get, right? Especially now that Republicans are far less powerful than they were the last time around. So obviously we know that Biden wants $2,000 stimulus checks. He said that multiple times. He said 600 is not enough. He wants to boost that, right? What else is he going to push for, or what else might he push for? Well, the December jobs report wasn't all that great. Job growth was negative for the first time since April. We know that Democratic Senator Ron Wyden, who once Democrats formally take control of the Senate, He will become the chair of the Senate Finance Committee. Wyden said that he wants to restore the $600 per week unemployment boost and that he is in communication with Biden about this. Wyden did not say whether Biden officials will back his push for $600 a week. Honestly, that probably wouldn't get enough Republican support, but you know, we can be fairly confident that Biden will push for an extension of and probably an increase to the current $300 weekly benefit. Ron Wyden said, I talked to Biden officials last night. I can tell you they are very much concerned about layoffs. At this point, I'm telling everybody I'm pulling out all the stops for the $600. We are going to do everything we can to put hard-hit working families on an economic footing where they can get ahead. All right, so stimulus checks, unemployment, what else? Well, we know that a couple days ago, Biden said that he will ask Congress to immediately cancel $10,000 in student debt for all borrowers and to extend the payment pause that ends at the end of this month. Now, side note, this may actually tend to rile up some of the more progressive members of the Democratic Party. Why? Because Elizabeth Warren, very progressive member, strongly believes that the president, through executive action, can do this. Theory basically being, hey, this isn't spending. This is forgiveness. These are loans to the Department of Education. The president should have the unilateral ability to forgive loans to the Department of Education. Even Chuck Schumer last month said that Biden, on his first day in office, should forgive $50,000 per borrower. He said, all you need is a flick of a pen. You don't need Congress. Problem, of course, is that such a move would likely be incredibly unpopular with Republicans and would probably be counted against the math for any actual stimulus legislation, not to mention the fact that such a unilateral move by Joe Biden would likely be challenged in court. Obviously, Biden will also be pushing for vaccine distribution funding. This is a bipartisan goal, right? He said he wants to get 100 million shots in people's arms in the first 100 days. Personally, I think vaccine distribution money would hopefully be separate from a huge stimulus bill, right? Because as we all know, Biden pushing a multi-trillion dollar stimulus package is going to get pushback from Republicans in the Senate. But vaccine delivery, that needs to be a priority, right? Feel free to disagree. I'm not saying that stimulus checks and unemployment are not important, obviously. But the faster vaccines go out, the more lives will be saved. I don't think that vaccine distribution legislation should be combined with all these other things, right? Because it'll just get held up by Republicans, including my next point, right? State and local funding. Obviously, Pelosi will renew her call for more for aid to state and local governments. Now that Democrats have the White House, the Senate, and the House, Biden has expressed concern about state and local government slashing jobs, and they have. They truly have. Over 1 million state and local government workers have lost their jobs. So you'd better believe Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer will be pushing for big state and local funding in the next stimulus package. Biden is also going to push for more money for schools. He said that specifically so that in-person learning is as safe as possible. More schools can completely reopen. He also mentioned raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. Although I think this point here, I think this will be a separate fight than the next stimulus package. All right, everybody, that's all I have for you on this Sunday morning. Hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.